It's 93.1 The Border and The Border Morning Show. I'm Jonathan Price. Something awesome for you and the little ones in your life to do tonight. Great for the whole family. Tim Holland, stunt ventriloquist, going to be performing at La Place Rendezvous. Showtime 6:30 tonight. On the phone with us, we have Tim Holland to talk a little bit about his career and about what you can expect if you come out to see this awesome show tonight. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Jonathan, and all the listeners. It's great to be in touch with everybody for the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know that this is such, it's almost like magic. What drew you towards becoming a ventriloquist?
I think it was just characters. I really started as a street performer and watching mimes and more comic characters. They just hold this character that was unique. I mean, it wouldn't matter what they were doing. I thought that's the magic that I want to be able to bring to my show. And I couldn't find it easily as a street performer. But then using puppets, I found right away I would get these strange characters that were engaged. So that's kind of where it started.
How long did it get you to be confident in the art form of ventriloquism?
I did my first show about a year after starting to practice it, but I was maybe a little more nervous than I needed to be. It isn't that difficult. The thing that I still feel like I'm learning is how to make the puppets look more and more exciting and engaging and more real or work on their characters. So the technical skill of ventriloquism is pretty easy. It's just to really to make those characters look really engaging is a trick I still feel like I'm learning from.
When did you add stunt work into the mix, and what types of feats do you specialize in?
I started doing stunts and unicycling before when I was watching other characters do street performances. I was doing a stunt show. I rode on one of the highest unicycles at the time, and I juggled fire and knives and did some other sort of acrobatic things. But I saw a juggler do some other character things. That was what brought me into puppetry. It felt like the juggling and the unicycling and the more sort of technical things were what came more easily to me, more as like athletic. But then the real character work and those sort of things came later.
Just incredible talent, yourself and people like you. And you performed all over the world and shared venues with some of the biggest names in children's entertainment, like Sharon and Bram and Fred Penner, as well as Martin Short and Splash and Boots. What have been some of your personal career highlights?
Working with all of those folks and getting to just hang out, experience their real excitement about entertainment has always been really neat. Fred Penner is like a legend to most people. We kind of date when we say we grew up with him, but to see that he's still just a really down-to-earth, friendly person, and then Splash and Boots, they're just great folks to have worked alongside with as well. Sharon Bram, such lovely folks to work with, and just make me so proud of our Canadian scene that we've got here. They're very down-to-earth people that made wonderful careers, that shared wonderful careers with all of us in entertainment.
And you are in good company, a career that's lasted roughly 2 decades thus far. What can people expect from tonight's show here in Fort Francis?
Going to do all my best tricks. I'm going to be bringing out my puppets, of course, and then my finale is on a unicycle. We kind of culminates everything, so I've got the unicycle out of juggling with the puppet, so we'll see if I can do it tonight.
It's Tim Holland, stunt ventriloquist, tonight at La Place Rendezvous, showtime 6:30. Tickets only $10, kids 3 and under free. You can order them online. We've got a direct link through the events tab of our website at 931theborder.ca. We've also got links to Kids and Company, who are presenting the show, their website and their Facebook page up on our website as well. You can also get tickets at the door. So even if it's last minute, the kids get home from school, you say, I've got something fun to take you to tonight. Tim Holland, thank you so much for your time this morning. We're so lucky to have you in our community. I'm certain it'll be a great show tonight.
Wonderful, Jonathan. Look forward to seeing everybody there.